Good morning, everyone. Thank you all for being here both in person and virtually. Just to briefly introduce myself, my name is Monica Phillips. I've been a member of Hope Community Church since the hotel, conference room, ballroom days. My husband, Stephen, and I got married in September of 2020, and we've been coming to Hope Community Church together since the beginning of our relationship, or worshiping together virtually via YouTube or the podcasts. I've had the privilege of representing Hope Community Church as a Kenya Mission Team member three times now since 2014, and was able to share that experience with my husband during our last mission trip to Kenya in 2019. I'm so honored to have the opportunity to speak with you all this morning, and my hope is that you will gain something from today's message. So I'd like to take you back in time now, thinking like late 90s, early 2000s. I probably have butterfly clips in my hair, elementary school down in Norwood. We got a three-day weekend, right? We're off school for holiday Monday. Life's great. What's better than a day off from school? Well, then Monday night would roll around. My stomach would start to hurt. Tears would start to roll in. And I was incredibly anxious and worried about going back to school. I was nervous about the schoolwork. I was nervous about seeing my friends again. I didn't want to leave my mom. Tuesday morning would come. My dad would be getting my sister, Steph, and I ready to leave in the morning. And I'd be on the front steps dry heaving because I didn't want to go, making myself sick. I was just worried about everything related to school. So I'm the youngest of four. All three of my older siblings are smart, athletic, successful. And Innerborough School District had a program called Gifted, in which you had to be tested into. It was like an enrichment class. My older siblings were a part of this program. And while most kids would take this test, and I assume within weeks we're in the program, I took literal years to get in, because I would get myself so worked up and worried about the testing that my parents would put the testing on pause. Again, this worrying was manifesting itself physically. I was making myself ill, and I was only in elementary school. And to be clear, that was all self-imposed. No one put that pressure on me. So let's fast forward a little bit in time. I'm now a senior in high school, preparing to go off to college. And I make the decision to go to McDaniel College, which is a small school in Maryland. Then I get invited into the honors program, in which there are certain expectations and a GPA you have to maintain throughout your 4 years. Well, then my worrying started again. What if I can't keep up that GPA? What if I'm not smart enough? Everyone else there is going to be smarter than me. I don't think I can do this. All kinds of thoughts run through my head. But I did make the decision to go be a part of that program, and as you do in college, you learn and grow throughout those 4 years. So then came 2014, my first opportunity to go to Kenya. I had been a member of Hope now for a couple years, and I remember without hesitation wanting to go. Now, if we reflect back to what I just told you about my childhood, you'd probably think, wait, what? You went? But I was never afraid. Going. I never worried. I felt called to go, and I knew we were in God's hands. My experience in Kenya gave a whole new perspective on the world. The people of Kenya were literally living day by day, work in the morning to feed their families that night and to clothe their children. But they didn't worry. They were so trusting and steadfast that God was going to provide. And they were thankful and joyful for everything that they had. I remember thinking, wow, this is how we need to be. Now we're going to travel to 2020, not for a long time because I know nobody wants to go back. So early 2020, COVID hits us hard, right? I'm working as an acute care physical therapist at the hospital of the University of Pennsylvania in the city. And an email goes out from my supervisor asking for volunteers to be part of the initial COVID team. They talked about how it was not a decision to be taken lightly, and they understood it would be difficult. Now remember, this is late March, early April. We didn't really know much about the coronavirus, but Penn had developed protocols, and we had sufficient proper PPE that the CDC was recommending, despite there being so much unknown. And I remember getting that email and knowing almost immediately I was going to be on that team. I was being called to be on that team. I still took the time to think about it, pray about it, discuss it with my family, but I really did not worry about that. Let's take a look into the passage that my mother, Joyce, read for us. Matthew 6, 25 to 27. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? Jesus isn't saying you don't need food or clothes, but he's saying don't worry about it. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? We're not being told to quit our jobs and just do whatever we want, but I believe what Jesus is telling us is that our lives are more important than the clothes we wear and the food we eat. We have a greater purpose, and he calls us to seek him. So instead of being bogged down by worry, he calls us to control our hearts and our minds. If we were to look up worry in the Merriam-Webster dictionary, it says to choke or strangle. How about that for imagery? To choke or strangle. Our worrying is literally choking and strangling us. Worry is fear-driven. It holds us back, preventing us from moving forward. It makes us uneasy and distressed, panicked, we agonize over it. It's all-consuming. It's a negative mental stress that we know can manifest itself with harmful physical symptoms, negatively affect our relationships with our partners, our friends, our siblings, coworkers, children, and even our relationship with God. Here's that tough part of the sermon that can be hard to say and hard to hear, but worry is actually a lack of trusting in God. Worrying is a lack of trusting in God. Later on in Matthew chapter 6, Jesus goes on talking about how the lilies grow in the field. They're here today and they're gone tomorrow. Don't you think he cares about you more? Oh, ye of little faith, Jesus says. I think here Jesus is like, guys, come on, we got your back. Seek him first above all these worldly things. So I'll repeat that question that Jesus asks. Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? We all know the answer is no. It can't. Not possible. Worrying does not change things. Now, again, this doesn't mean God is saying, go ahead, be apathetic, be careless. So what's the middle ground between being apathetic and worrying? I think it's caring. Caring is focused on others, driven by love and a desire to help and serve others. It strengthens our relationships, and it's productive. When we care for someone, we seek out ways to help them. Let's say you had a close friend who's very sick and having trouble providing for their family. When we worry, we just spend time agonizing and obsessing over all these things that can go wrong, the what ifs. We lose precious time and energy, and we're all guilty of this. So Jess Sims, one of my favorite Peloton instructors, she makes this statement during her tough classes. She says, you may not be able to control your first thought or reaction to something. However, you can control your second thought and your response. So for example, let's say she said, okay, now you gotta give me 25 burpees. My first thought might be, you gotta be kidding me, I can't do this. 25? My next thought is, okay, let's get started. Let's do this. This is applicable not only to exercising, but to facets of life. So here's where we can start to shift our mindset from worrying to caring. We may not be able to control that initial thought or reaction. However, we can control that second thought and our response. You might be wondering, how do we do that? I'm glad you asked. God gives us that answer. If we look to Philippians 4, verse 6, he says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." So here God gives us three steps: pray, petition, or humbly request, and be thankful. So go to God, seek him, lay it down, whatever it is that's strangling and choking you, holding you back from progressing and moving forward, ask him to help and be grateful. So I did this a lot last year at the beginning in the height of COVID when tensions were really high everywhere and everyone at work was really stressed and on edge. While riding my bike down Washington Avenue from South Philly to the hospital in University City, I'd pray on my way. Start by thanking God and then laying down all those uneasy negative thoughts I'd have. And lastly, I'd give my humble requests. First, I'd ask him to please help me get to work safely on this bike. Allow me to serve my patients the best that I can and to be more like Jesus in my interactions. Help me to control the controllables today. So now Pastor Josh always talks about those awkward church moments, and I'm warning you that this may be one of them. So I'm going to ask you now to please close your eyes. Think about something that has been worrying you, holding you back, choking you. Now I'd like you to follow those three steps: pray, petition, and be thankful. I'm going to give you a moment now, so prepare for the awkward silence. Keeping your eyes closed, take a nice deep breath in through your nose and blow out through your mouth. Another deep breath in, filling up the corners of your lungs, slowly releasing that air through your mouth. One last time, deep breath in and out. Now you can open your eyes. So I love that little exercise because we can control our breathing, and when we do that, it really helps to calm down our nervous system. And I feel like it's a physical symbol of releasing that worry. So I hope that was in some way beneficial to you and maybe something you can take with you from today. When we let go of these worries and fear and we seek God, we can shift our focus to caring, allowing us to be so much more productive. We can have more intentional and successful relationships with ourselves, with God, with our significant others, kids, parents, friends, coworkers. We can focus on helping and serving others. And if that's what we can do as individuals, then imagine what we can do together as Hope Community Church. So why worry? Let's close in prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for allowing all of us to be here together to worship. I pray that you have heard everyone's worries and struggles today and will help us to continue to seek you as we know you have bigger and more important plans for us. Help us to shift our focus from fear-driven worry to love and service-based caring. so that we can be a productive force for good. In your name we pray, amen.